From Humbug to Happy by Michaela Steiner. It took a question from our Scrooge of a janitor to help me find the joy in Christmas again. When I was a little girl, I thought Christmas was heaven on earth. Between cookies and candy, parties and presents, everything was perfect. Everything waited for me to tear it open or munch on it. In the midst of all this, my mother said, "Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season." She went with us to sing carols to the ward members. She would suggest that we part with a few of our precious cookies and give them to a neighbor or a teacher. All of this service was of little interest to me. I wanted to go to Christmas parties. As I progressed into my teenage years, Christmas lost the sparkle and magic. My parents had divorced, and we had moved away from my grandparents and my friends. It became a hassle. I hated having to split my holidays between homes, and I was annoyed that I had to participate in my new stepfamily's traditions. The neighbors were extra sweet and thoughtful at Christmas, almost too sweet and thoughtful, it seemed to me. As a senior in high school, I decided that I was going to try harder to focus on that cliche about Christmas. I was going to find a way to appreciate the reason for the season. I offered to help with my high school's Festival of Trees. Each year, various clubs and sports teams raised money, decorated a tree, and bought gifts for every member of a family they sponsored. For 1 week before Christmas break, the trees were put on display for the community. At the end of the week, the families being sponsored were invited to a special program to have treats and pick up their trees. All along, I found that changing my attitude was harder than I'd expected. By the time the night of the party came, I never wanted to see another Christmas tree or curly ribbon again. I'd even had my fill of Christmas carols, but the party came anyway. I glanced at my watch and at Kim, my co-chair for the evening. I reviewed the commons area and went through my mental checklist. Everything looked good. I breathed a sigh of relief as I saw the first family timidly walk in the front doors. Whipping out my trusty list, I walked toward them, grinned, and said, "Merry Christmas! This is your host. She'll take you to your tree." The evening went great. Even I was enjoying myself, I found. I had just turned to tell a host that the last family was there when I noticed one of our janitors, Jay, standing beside me. "Hi, Jay. Do you need my help with something?" "No, but I do have a question for you." He hesitated so long that I finally nodded and said, "Okay, what's that?" "What is it that you know that I don't?" "I'm sorry? You must know something that I don't know, because you haven't quit smiling and I can't figure out why." I gave him a funny look and said, "Well, it's Christmas time, Jay." He stared blankly at me for a moment, muttered something I didn't quite catch, and shuffled off toward the janitor's closet. As I watched him walk away, I thought about how often he described Christmas as just a holiday for kids who didn't get what real life was like. Jay had experienced many disappointments in life and hardly ever seemed happy. At that moment, I had what the prophet Joseph Smith described as a stroke of pure intelligence when I realized Jay was right. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, 2007, page 132. I did know something Jay didn't know, but until then I had not really let it sink in. I knew there is a God in heaven who loved me enough to send his son to be born in a lowly manger, live a life of intense trial, and be resurrected and atone for my sins so that I could have happiness and hope. I had a knowledge of the reality of the Savior. I knew why we celebrate Christmas, so people who are followers of Christ would be reminded of who and why he is, and also that they might be reminded of their commitment to strive to be like him. Christmas is an opportunity to feel love and kindness in a world that may sometimes seem dreary and hopeless. I was in the middle of a program to ease the burdens of the poor families in my community, and I knew I had done a good job. But I also knew that I had missed someone. There was a man in that crowd who needed the love and hope just as much, if not more, than everyone else there, and I had shrugged him off. With this realization fresh on my mind, I turned to see if Jay was still around. He deserved an answer. I couldn't see him, but I had to find him. I thrust my checklist into Kim's hands and hurried off with no explanation. I searched every inch of the school that wasn't locked up. My heart sank as I realized that he was gone. I fought tears as I trudged back to the commons area. "Well, it's Christmas time, Jay." What kind of answer was that? How could I have been so insensitive? Jay knew that I had something more, but I had not really answered him. The moment I got home, I knew what I had to do. I sat down and wrote Jay the most sincere Christmas card I have ever given anyone. He had been the key influence in my epiphany about the reason for Christmas, and he deserved to know what I knew. I left the card for him at the school office. I have no idea what Jay thought of that card, or if he even read it. I saw him a few more times before Christmas break, then off and on for the rest of the year, but he never said anything to me. But every time I walked past him, the hope rose in my heart that maybe, just maybe, his Christmas had been a little lighter because I answered his question, and I know my Christmases will be forever changed because I came to realize for myself that focusing on Christ as the reason for the season is so much more than a cliché. Michaela Steiner lives in Iowa, USA. End of the story, From Humbug to Happy. Read by Rena Nelson.